Several major conferences, including the Big Ten and Pac-12, have now canceled their fall sports seasons, including college football. Some of the major conferences, the Power Five conferences, say they're still going to play. Iowa and Nebraska of the Big Ten say they may play anyway. Might get them kicked out of the Big Ten, and I say, good for them. They should do it. The coaches at Ohio State and Michigan and elsewhere say we should be playing football. The kids are safer on campus than they are going home. I agree with that. Kate Delaney, the sports princess, author of a new book, Deal Your Own Destiny, joining me to talk about this. She's an award-winning broadcaster who's been with people for 20 years on the radio. Kate, welcome back to the program. How are you this Friday?
Steve, I'm excellent, but I'm worried about what's going to happen this college football season.
Yeah, will the big house ever be the big house? 110,000 screaming fans for 30 years, unbroken, sold-out stadium year after year, my entire life just about. And that streak comes to an end. The horseshoe will be empty. Touchdown Jesus will be praying for somebody else, apparently, at Notre Dame. What happens?
I think what happened was there was pressure from some that didn't want to see college football roll on, like worried about could we get lawsuits? Are we going to have COVID run rampant? Some parents I heard complained, and then other parents said this is ridiculous. So it's that crazy tug of war over should we, shouldn't we, that we live under this giant question mark, and it's really smacked two huge conferences and then put a big question mark as well in front of whether others are going to continue or not.
Well, the question, Kate, is if some conferences go down, the NCAA yesterday canceled all fall championship tournaments, whether it's golf or tennis or whatever it might be in the fall that they're playing, right? Got rid of all fall championships across the country. But football is not impacted by this. Of course, there's not a championship tournament for college football, not at Division One. So what do you think this means? I mean, are we ever going to see a time when the Michigan-Notre Dame football game is packed to the house or Ohio State comes into Michigan, you know, like real college football rivalries? I believe that we'll get back to that because in places like Texas and Nebraska and Ohio State and Michigan, football's king, man. I don't think it dies here, but I'm not sure of that. I have my doubts.
Oh, I know. You know, I can't tell you how many days I spent at the big house or in some of these incredible rivalries. You know, I had the opportunity to be in front of these crowds and watch and cover and everything else. And I hope that doesn't go away. I agree with you. It's such a fabric of life, of you know, again, what we look forward to. All the things that seem to be taken away from us one by one. And I think we will get back to that. But I don't know how long it's going to take. I mean, I don't know if it's going to take 2 years, which would be crazy. How much money can you bleed? What happens to these kids and scholarships and how do they work it all out? I mean, it's a crazy jigsaw puzzle.
It is. Hashtag we want to play has been trending for a few days now. Hashtag we want to play.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence putting it out there. The president retweeting that. Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal weighing in and tweeting that out as well. I mean, these kids want to play. The coaches want to play. Isn't there some way that we could have a release form signed so that liability concern is put to rest? I mean, is there some way we could? Because let's be honest, it's not just about big-time college football. It's about high school sports. It's about intercollegiate sports at a lower level. It's about student-athletes in high school and college doing what they've always wanted to do. And for some children, like my child who's in high school, working their way toward a good college in a couple of years. Taking away sports takes away a good part of their identity, right? I mean, this is critical. The kids get out there and they're healthy and they socialize and they learn about winning and they learn about losing and how to deal with it. All of these important life lessons are being traded off, and I'm not sure for what.
Yeah, I like your idea of why not come up with something legal, some document, a waiver, and then that kind of does release the liability of the school if there's so much concern over that. I think that may be the direction it happens. It's already happening, I know, at some youth tennis tournaments and some other events.
Well, there must be, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Kids and athletes, yeah.
But correct me if I'm wrong, Kate. Kate Delaney here, the sports princess. If somebody's playing football and they have a grievous injury, a long-term life-changing injury, they don't sue the college, so there must already be some sort of a waiver form in place because, you know, people that get grievously injured while playing college sports don't turn around and sue the university for $1 billion. So there must be some framework in place is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and then now you have to include a pandemic. And I would absolutely think it could be done. And you know, to your point that you said a couple of minutes ago when you were talking about the NCAA president, Mark Emmert, who said there wouldn't be the championships because there's not enough schools participating. That's the thing. It's who's in and who's out. And as more people dump out, then the likelihood of continuing dulls for the other teams. You know, Trevor Lawrence.
Do you wonder, last thought here, Kate, do you wonder for some of these schools that have been required to have X number of Division I sports and so forth, then some of those sports teams don't come back. Some of the sports that don't earn a lot of money just don't come back ever, and they'll take their chances about being penalized or whatever because sports departments are very, very expensive. These schools have all been hit with revenue losses, and I wonder if some of these sports don't ever come back. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, you know, you got to think about it. Think about even I'll just throw you one. You know, you think of lacrosse, you think of field hockey. But a lot of people get scholarships, get through school that way, really learn about life and their athletes all the way through and end up becoming incredible members of society. There's something about that teamwork and competition. And if that goes away, boy, I think it really rips that, again, part of the fabric of our life that could be life-changing.
Yeah. Turns boys into to men and girls into women. That's what sports does oftentimes at that level. Kate Delaney, the sports princess, got to run, got to leave it right there. Thank you so much for being here on a Friday.
Anytime, Steve. Thanks.
Greatly appreciate it. Quick break. We'll be right back in the No Panic Zone.
So here's the understatement of the week. Life is a little different right now. You're working from home. You're singing happy birthday while you wash your hands. You're wearing a surgical mask when you go to the grocery store. And it looks like for a while, this is the new norm. But here's something else. All of a sudden, you're worried about your retirement. Does that have to be the new norm? Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas would like to help. And their new norm of meeting with people is with phone consultations, virtual meetings. They'll run a series of reports to give you a better look at your retirement accounts, including the most important question of all, are you in danger of running out of money? We're all worried about a lot of things right now, but don't let your retirement be one of them. Call today for your virtual or phone consultation, 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526. Or go online at mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Stewards Wealth Planning, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.